When Luke did not return to the fountain, Ryantar asked,
"What are you waiting for, Master Skywalker? Surely you want to save the Jedi Order?"
"Of course I do,"
Luke said, spinning on the godel.
"But you and I both know I won't do that by drinking from this fountain."
"Then how will you save it?"
Farrell pressed.
"I won't," Luke said. "The Order is strong enough to save itself."
Ryantar and Farrell exchanged glances, obviously disappointed in Luke's decision.
"Stop playing with me,"
Luke ordered. He fixed his glare on Ryantar.
"You knew I'd never drink from that fountain, so why bring me here?"
"Why indeed?"
A thin smile came to Ryantar's lips. Then his gaze shifted away from Luke back toward the fountain's yellow smoke.
"Because you asked us to."
"There is no need to be angry with us, Master Skywalker,"
added Farrell.
"If you are afraid to see what you came seeking, it's no fault of ours."
Luke frowned.
"Afraid?"
He turned back toward the font of power and felt a chill of danger sense race down his back. Staring out of the yellow fog were a dozen sets of eyes, some too narrow and spaced too wide to be those of any species Luke recognized, others more round and human-like, all burning with golden anger of the dark side. They were set in puffs of black vapor, shaped like heads, more than half resembling the large, wedge-shaped skulls that Luke and Ben had seen, still locked in the detention cells aboard the space station. The other head seemed more familiar in shape. One was lumpy and large-browed, with the long headtails of a Twi'lek. Another was more triangular, with the long snout and triple eye stalks of a Gran. The rest were human, but so badly distorted with sunken cheeks and bony jawlines that they were difficult to recognize. Recalling what Farrell had promised back in the meditation chamber, that Luke would be able to look into Jason's heart, Luke began to understand why the Mindwalkers had brought him here. Perhaps Jason had drunk from the fountain. He started back toward the basin, searching for the head that most closely resembled his nephew's. As Luke drew closer, a new patch of dark vapor began to coalesce in the steam. He went straight toward it, wondering whether he would be able to speak with it, and unsure what he should ask it first.
"Why did you turn to the dark side? How could you murder my wife? What did I do wrong?"
By the time Luke had reached the edge of the basin, the dark cloud had grown to the size of a human head. But it had a long cascade of golden hair that fell into the bubbling waters of the fountain pool and vanished. And its eyes were tiny, silver, and deep sunken, like two stars shining out of a pair of black wells.
A tentacle of cold, wet nothingness reached out to Luke,
wrapping itself around his leg, then sank into his flesh and began to squirm up inside him. Luke gasped and tried to back away, only to discover that he was pulling the vaporous thing along with him. To his astonishment, it appeared to be female, with a large, full-lipped mouth so broad that it reached from ear to ear. Her stubby arms protruded no more than 10 centimeters from her shoulders, and in place of fingers, her hands had writhing tentacles, so long that they hung down past the rim of the basin.
"Luke."
The voice sounded cold and familiar and half remembered inside Luke's mind. A dream lover's whisper. The cloud smiled, revealing a mouthful of curved teeth as sharp as needles, then extended a dark tentacle in his direction.
"Come."
That was the last thing Luke intended to do. Whatever else this thing was, it was female, and that meant it wasn't Jason. Luke took a step backward. Then suddenly he was in the arcade again, standing between Ryantar and Farrell. When he looked down at his hand, he was surprised to see that it was neither shaking nor sweating. But somewhere, he felt pretty certain, his entire body was trembling in fear. Luke turned and glared into the depths of Farrell's bottomless eye sockets.
"That was not Jason."
"Of course not,"
the Given answered.
Jason wasn't even tempted.
Ryantar clasped a hand over Luke's shoulder.
But don't feel bad, Master Skywalker. In the end, you did the right thing too. That's all that matters.